two kings, one God. There are consequences to everything. Do you share your home with a dog? Dogs are wonderful companions, but they come with a cost that goes far beyond money. They are interrupters infringing on your time and energy. They aren't considerate when they want to go out. You can choose not to let them out, but you may have a mess to clean up, a consequence. There are consequences for doing and for failure to do, for speaking and for failure to speak, for staying in or going out, for choosing to live for yourself or to live for God. In the Bible, we read about two kings of ancient times. The Spirit of God fell on Saul at the start of his life as a king, but he became a man of selfish pride, choosing his own path of destruction. His consequence was to face a brutal death at the hands of the Philistines or kill himself. He chose suicide, falling on his own sword. 1 Samuel 31, verse 4. King Nebuchadnezzar was introduced to the power of God through the prophet Daniel and declared, "Your God is indeed the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets." Daniel 2:47. He later became full of pride, declaring about Babel, "I built it as a royal residence by my power and force to enhance the glory of my majesty." Daniel 4:27 in the CJB. Or 30 in most others. His consequence was 7 years of living in the fields, eating grass like an ox. But when he lifted his eyes to heaven, he faced another consequence. "My understanding came back to me. My majesty and splendor also came back to me." Daniel 4:31 or 34. "I was reestablished in my kingdom, and to my previous greatness, even more was added." Daniel 4:33 and 36. There will be consequences to your choices today. Who will you honor from your heart? Choose wisely.